Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blueville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this month, April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street in Blueville. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net 9 p.m., so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in?
KAD2AIT Echo Link Repeater, KA3TFB, logging in. Put me on a payroll. And the next guy is, wants to be on a payroll, is Kevin James. He's next on the list. Over.
All right, Bill, KA3TFB, N5AOW. All right, we'll stand by and let Kevin check in.
All right, yeah, good evening. It's KD2FPM, Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echo Link, and I am the last one in the queue.
All right, Kevin, always good to have you and Bill check in and all the others, so we'll start with Bill this evening. How are things down in Wyandale, Bill? I hope you had as warm and as nice a day as we had up here. It was really fabulous.
KD2AIT Echo Link Repeater, KA3TFB in a group. Good evening to everybody. Currently 64 degrees here in Warrendale. Miracles have happened this morning and this afternoon. Significant accomplishments. My plate was full of doing fixes. My maintenance ability has to keep up to the top here. We did get the front of the house gutters cleaned off, and that was a significant accomplishment, and we'll have to do the sides now. Also, we got the lawn tractor running. We had to dump the tank and go through that process, and then lo and behold, the front wheel was flat, so I had to take it off and find a place. And a real nice young gentleman in the Goodyear place up here in Cranberry fixed that tire for free. So I just, you know, every once in a while you find somebody that just stands out. And with that standing out, I'm going to give it back to the net control. And good evening to everyone, and we'll be listening. KA3TFB, over.
All right, very good, Bill. Yeah, I know what the warm day is like, and I did the same thing with the gutters. I was working on making new brackets for them because of the ice that comes off the roof and lays in the gutter, and I had the Marler vinyl. And when I had the vinyl holders there, they pull down or break away and so on. So today that in the workshop and built some new ones out of plywood, made some forms and supports and also backing plates to put them together. I get everything glued and screwed together and just about ready to paint. And with the warm weather, I'll tell you what, it brings the best out in everyone. Well, I'm glad you had a good day. You have a good evening, and hope we're going to have a good day tomorrow. Kevin will let us know in a little bit. KD2FPM, Kevin, how are things down by you?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, and hello to my friend Bill down in Pennsylvania, and hello to everyone up in the North Country, KD2FPM out here in the central southern tier of New York in Oneonta. And, yes, tomorrow's going to be a gorgeous day. I believe we're going to be probably near 70 degrees in most areas, so that will be a pleasure to see. And, yeah, today I was up at the college radio station here for our alumni weekend at WNY at SUNY Oneonta. And, man, I'll tell you, some old faces, some names I haven't seen in a long time. Just, you know, it was great just touring through. And I got my clearance from the station management to roll with my format for 3 hours tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 7 p.m. And for those of you that aren't in the media area and like to listen, don't forget you can go to tunein.com and then just search for WONY, or if you have the TuneIn app, just search for WONY, and you can listen for free on your mobile device and enjoy. And if you enjoy the show a lot, you can go to the webpage, WONYFM.com, and then look for the hours that I'll be on tomorrow, and you can download the show and keep it forever. So kind of a cool thing right there. So I'm looking forward to it. Looks like we're going to have a ball in the studio, and I can't wait. All right, got 53 degrees right now, some wispy clouds overhead, and we had a high almost 70 today here, and I tell you what, it's going to get a little cool tonight, but I won't be scared of it because I know it's slowly warming up. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, I'm glad you had a good day, and sounds like you've got a good activity schedule set up, and the weather is going to treat us to another wonderful day. It was absolutely phenomenal today, and I'll take them like that right on up till the beginning of summer, and then maybe probably 10 degrees warmer or a little bit warmer than that would be just fine. So, yeah, I think everyone enjoyed it. Everyone I talked to today really was quite pleased with being able to get out in the sunshine and, pardon me, charge up the batteries in the body, and it certainly, we may not, pardon me, we may not have batteries there, but it sure feels like it at times. Okay, 7-3, and have a good evening. Thank you for checking in, and Bill also, and we'll see how many members and guests we can have this evening. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2UXG.
WATU.
Okay, we've got two more. We've got KC2UXG. W-A-2-U, John. We're almost back with KC2-UXD. How are things your way?
KC2-UXG. I'm here at the bottom of Jackson Hill right here in Boonville, and I've got about 52 degrees right now, and certainly enjoyed today. It was a sunny day. I just came up from Florida this afternoon, and I had sunshine all the way from Palm Beach in South Florida all the way up through to Syracuse there, and we were on a couple of different airplanes. And the weather was very good all the way up, service was great, and couldn't have it any better. So that's about all I got to report. Tomorrow We'll be doing some outside things here, of course, trying to catch up like everybody. And that's going to be it. This is KC2UXG. I'll be listening and back to net control.
Well, all right. Very good. And thank you for your check. And I'm glad you had a good trip. And yeah, not often do you get from that distance or that, you know, that many states away. They have very moderate or nice weather in one travel session. A lot of times you run through cloud or turbulence or whatever, and possibly rain and other things. So I'm glad you had a good trip. All right, well, thank you for checking in. You have a fine evening. We'll move along the WA2U. John, how are things down your way? I hope you had a good day, and I know you didn't get out on the water at all, but I'll tell you what, that sure is getting inviting in these warm days.
Yes, it is, Bob, WATU. Well, good evening to you. Good evening to Kevin James and other chaps on Echolink and those out there listening. Yeah, Kathy and I had a great day today. We left the house around noon, I believe, went up to Old Forge, and we listened to a band. But before we did that, we perused around the Old Forge hardware store and took in some of the other sites up there near the Enchanted Forest. Then we went over and listened to a band for a few hours, had some 807s, and came back down here, and about 4 o'clock, 4:30 or something of that nature, do a little housekeeping chores and getting some things ready to throw pizza together later, and ready to go into part two with Jamesons and some Black Russians and a stack of CDs or DVDs. So about 44 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Great weather. It was outside, and peepers are out there full blast, and I actually heard one or two sounds from a bullfrog, so that's a very, very good sign for spring. But it was a lot of fun up north in Old Forge, and as I said, we're getting ready for our dance-a-ram, as we call it, and getting some supper here and getting ready to enjoy the evening. So I'll turn it back over to you, Bob. We'll say good evening to all. WATU. I want to mention, if anyone did get a chance, the gun show's going on tomorrow, too, at the State Fairgrounds in Syracuse, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They had great weather today, and I'm sure they'll have great weather tomorrow. If you didn't get a chance to go today, go tomorrow. So something to do on the to-do list. 73 WATU, back to net.
All right, very good, John. I'm glad you and Kathy enjoyed the day, and boy, you drove right by my house. I'm right across from, as you go through Outer Lake, the Citgo grocery and fuel stop there in the new Outer Lake fire department's right next door. So anytime you're up this way, feel free to stop in. We'll certainly be glad to visit with you and pass the time. Okay, well, I'm glad you had a good day, and it certainly was warm and great for everyone to enjoy it. One of those days that where the memorable, we've had so few of them that you know, we just could have had, probably should have had more, but I'm happy for the ones we have, so we'll take it that way. And I hope you enjoyed your visit through Old Forge Hardware. They certainly have everything and anything you could possibly want. Going back, probably, it used to be, back from the 20s and 30s on up to present day times. And, has improved it considerably. So I hope you enjoyed it. All right, we'll move along and see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW. Well, my day started out this morning with a, like Bill was talking about, with the gutters. And I built new brackets for to hang them up. We had to have Superman-type brackets here. You get drip and you get rain and you get freeze and whatever, and the ice has taken did a little experiment in the fall, and I made three heavy-duty ones, put up a 10-foot section, and see how it would hold up through the winter, and it worked out really well. So, in conjunction with that, I built 10 more, put the ones up, and I'll redo the gutters across the back of the house again. Keeps us from getting a shower on the way out the back door. I get kind of a chuckle out of that. I've had a few times where it's gone down my neck, and I'm not too pleased about it. So, got those done and put together, cut, and anyway, ready to paint for tomorrow. I would imagine by then the glue will be dry, and then probably the following day or two, I'll get some new gutters and put them up. Other than that, went out with the dog and went around, and Sherry and I got traveling around the area on the golf cart and just enjoyed the day, and I'm sure the dog did too. And a friend of ours came over, and a couple of them visited with us and spent a little bit of time talking about the possibility of a good summer this year instead of a cool wet one like we had last year. Anyway, enough of that, and we'll make another call, see if anyone else would like to join us. This is M5AOW, Net Control, the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, well, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of repeaters to regular amateur use. I want to thank all of those that checked in. John, KC2MXG, Kevin, and Bill from Warrenville, Pennsylvania. Everyone have a fine evening and a great day tomorrow. It should really be enjoyable for the weather. Give us a chance to get out and get a little bit more done than we've been wanting to do for the last 2 weeks. 7-3 to everyone. Have a good evening. And 5 AOW clear.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, logging off the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening.
This is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing the repeater through the Echolink system. And as always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FBM is clear.
KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octane currently on the 145-17. Station 4, Octane, come now please.
Today, Mark, M5AOW.
M5AOW, hi Bob, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane? This is KB2KOJ for Octane, looking for further stations, with or without traffic. Okay, I'm going to make this the final call for Octane, for stations, with or without traffic. Anyone wishing to sign into Octane, final call. Nothing else heard. Well, Bob, 7-3, and thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I'll say 7-3 to you, and hope to hear you tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear.